AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Problems at a Maryland electrical transfer station today caused widespread power outages across the nation's capital. But there's no known link to terrorism.
Still, the outages worry the Pentagon officer in charge of protecting the homeland.
What it really goes to is we have a lot of vulnerabilities out there.
Admiral Bill Gortney heads the U.S. Northern Command and was visiting here when the outages hit. He says the nation's critical infrastructure is fragile, and the important thing now is making sure backup systems work as designed. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Lightning-packed storms pummeled the St. Louis area today with more than 3 inches of rain and 2-inch hail. An unusually cold spring storm has brought heavy rain, hail, and snow to parts of Northern California. Senator Rand Paul kicked off his presidential campaign today.
Standing in front of a sign that read, "Defeat the Washington Machine, Unleash the American Dream," Senator Rand Paul announced his candidacy for the GOP nomination.
Today begins the journey to take America back.
The freshman senator drew loud cheers as he railed against a government that intrudes on its citizens' privacy, stressing the government shouldn't be searching phones or computers. And he blamed both parties for the country's huge debt and other problems. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Jurors in the murder trial of former New England Patriots star tight end Aaron Hernandez have gone home for the evening after spending a little more than an hour deliberating. Jurors are considering 30 charges against Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. Funny man Stan Freberg has died at the age of 88 in Los Angeles. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 5 points today as an early advance fizzled in the last hour of trading. This is AP Radio News. A new report finds business travelers are shifting away from taxis and limos in favor of services like Uber.
The expense account reporting company Certify says 47% of the ground transportation trips expensed by its users last month came through Uber. 14 months ago, that was just 14%. Taxis, limousines, and airport shuttles still dominate the business. In New York, Miami, and Chicago, for instance, they ferried 3/4 of Certify's customers. But app-oriented services like Uber and Lyft are gaining, 71% for Uber in San Francisco. The new services are more popular with individual travelers than with their employers. Businesses still prefer to deal with taxi and limousine services that are more likely to be regulated and insured. Warren Levinson, New York.
An odorless pesticide sprayed at a Caribbean resort has left 3 members of a Delaware family hospitalized after they became seriously ill. Investigators have found the toxic chemical had been used at the resort several times before. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.